Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, the website is all the same. If you want to send us an email too, you can send that to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Maybe you have an insurance question. Maybe you have a claim, a potential claim. You don't want to talk to your insurance carrier or your insurance agent for fear of them turning it in and having it denied and having your rates go up regardless. Hey, shoot us an email. Maybe we'll turn it into a podcast. We don't have to use your name. Don't have to use your email. Just use your situation to help inform others that are listening to this podcast all about insurance. Do you have a topic that you would like us to cover on a future podcast regarding insurance or regarding your home or your auto or your life or your business? Let us know. We'd be glad to take your topic suggestions and turn them into future episodes of Let's Talk Insurance. Here we are. We're less than a week away from Halloween. Last week's podcast, I shared with you some pumpkin carving safety tips from Good Housekeeping. Again, you could go to mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand corner is the Let's Talk Insurance podcast page. Click on that. Bring you up to our blog page, and you should be able to access last week's pod if you didn't hear on how to safely carve your pumpkin. This week I wanted to talk about some trick-or-treat safety tips, and another great article from Reader's Digest, of all places. Last week it was Good Housekeeping, this week is Reader's Digest, but they have some really good articles, and this one on trick-or-treat safety is perfect. Now, I don't know if you've heard, it was all over the news a couple weeks ago, but a small town in Virginia is outlawing or banning trick-or-treating for kids over the age of 13 with threats of being arrested and put on probation and having to pay fines and everything. I could see where the town is wanting to do that. They're wanting to cut down on hooliganism and vandalism by not allowing or by discouraging those older than 13 to be out on Halloween night. I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, but again, we are in a social media age, so once somebody heard about that and put together a news article, that news article went on the web and shot around the world in less than a day. And many people are outraged, stating that it's wrong for them to threaten to arrest or fine or put on probation any child over the age of 13 that is out trying to trick or treat. Is what it is. I'm sure by now the small town has probably rethought their stance on banning the practice. We'll see what happens. Again, we've got less than a week. October 31st is coming up next week, Wednesday, believe it or not. And then after that, we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas to look forward to. Hooray! So, anyway, I digress. Getting back to it, trick-or-treat safety tips. Reader's Digest has a great article with 10 tips to keep your child safe. And again, I'm only going to share some of the tips because I want you to go to the Reader's Digest article. And again, you can go to mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand corner is the Let's Talk Insurance section. Go ahead and click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. All right, and let's get down to it. The first tip, it says here, plan your route ahead of time. Save yourself frustration and cranky kids by mapping out where you will go trick-or-treating. These days, many churches and businesses hold trunk-or-treat events where kids can safely visit dozens of candy providers in a single parking lot. Keep in mind that these kinds of events can get very busy, so go early if you can. Planning your route ahead of time will save you gas, save you time, and keep you safe. Because you're going to be staying in neighborhoods that you're aware of, that you're familiar with. You're not going to be going into areas that you're unfamiliar with. If you want to branch out and go into new areas, it's better to plan ahead to know where the streets are, where the stop signs are, where the stoplights are, where any potential hazards of kids running into the street or running alongside the street. Great to scope that out and have your route planned out ahead of time. To save you a lot of headache, a lot of hassle, and again, save you some money because driving around is expensive these days. Even though gas is back down, still, you want to save yourself some money. Second tip is use the buddy system. Many kids don't want adults tagging along as they venture from house to house. Reader's Digest recommends parents accompany kids under the age of 12, and you never leave a child alone. It mentions in the article talking about if within a group, if a bunch of kids want to go into a haunted house or a house that has some special thing going on, and you have one child in the group that doesn't want to go, one of the adults in the group should take the kids that want to go. Another adult needs to stay behind with that child. Never, never, never want to leave a child alone. You never want to allow your child to go out by themselves. Make sure that they're with a group, and make sure that there are a couple of adult chaperones. Lately in the news, it's been crazy. With kids being abducted or attempted to be abducted. It's just the days we live in today, I believe, are a little bit more scarier for our younger children. Back in the day, growing up, and many of you other Gen Xers out there, remember when we on the summer, we would leave the house at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and not come home until the streetlights came on. Your parents weren't worried because they knew other people in the neighborhood. They knew you were with some other kids and that you were going to be safe. These days, child abductions are happening all over the place. So you want to keep your child safe. Never allow them to go out trick-or-treating alone, even with another child. No, they need to go with a group of kids, and then also have some adults for supervision. The next tip is stay on the sidewalk. Practicing simple safety like staying on sidewalks and using crosswalks when crossing the street. This will prevent encountering obstacles and unfamiliar lawns that kids could trip over, and it's a sign of respect to not trample on lawns. Again, stay on the sidewalk, stay in well-lit areas. Staying on the sidewalks, again, it'll prevent you from being out in the middle of the street. Usually the street lamps and everything, they shine on the sidewalks too, so that you know where you're going. And again, I've seen it time and again. I've seen kids run from house to house, running through yards, trying to get that almighty candy. Don't want them tripping over any maybe lawn decorations that they may not see, sprinkler heads, hoses, other things like that that may be in the yard where your child can get hit, or get not get hit, get hurt. If you're a homeowner, highly recommend that you keep your lawn clear because, again, as we discussed as part of a homeowner's insurance policy, one of the coverages in there is medical payments to others. And what that is again, that's a goodwill coverage, not admitting fault. So if a kid does trip on your lawn while going trick-or-treating and hurts himself, the parents could come after you. Because they were hurt on your property. Your homeowner's policy will respond to that with up to $1,000 in coverage for medical expenses incurred from that child getting hurt on your lawn. For them to get any more than that, they would have to prove you were liable, and then your personal liability would kick in. So try to have your lawn clear. Try to have those sprinkler heads retracted. Do whatever you can to make sure that the kids that don't respect your lawn that come trick-or-treating have a safe area where they won't fall. So definitely keep that in mind, being a homeowner on Halloween night. Next tip is wear comfortable shoes. Girls, and I put in parentheses, and guys should avoid wearing heels. Doesn't mean if you're going, if your son's going as a drag queen, or maybe they're going as a cowboy, or maybe as a army man wearing combat boots that have heels on them. Maybe your daughter wants to be a princess, or something like that that requires heels. It's gonna detract from the costume a little bit. I get that, but I'd rather your child be safe than risk injury walking around the neighborhood in heels. When they do wear shoes, make sure that the laces are tied, and they should be double tied to prevent them from becoming untied while walking down the street. Because worst thing you want to happen is to trip over shoelaces or to have to stop and retie your laces halfway through the night. Last tip that we have here is stay well lit. Adding reflective tape, using glow sticks and flashlights, anything to help your child remain visible in the dark is important to their safety. Nowadays, the reflective tape is a little bit different. It's not as, I've seen ones that aren't as bright like when you're looking at it, but when a flashlight shines on it, boom, it's like daylight. If you don't want to detract from your child's costume, look into something like that. Definitely look into glow sticks. You can get those pretty cheaply. Dollar store has them. They have like glow sticks, glow stick necklaces, glow stick bracelets, that kind of stuff. Maybe you could incorporate a glow stick into your child's prop that they're carrying around. Maybe they're a devil and they got a pitchfork. Maybe if you get a couple of glow sticks and tie them to the pitchfork tongs or prongs, you can do that. Anything to make your child visible. Because motorists, oftentimes, if your child is wearing dark clothing, they won't see your child either at all or see your child when it's too late. So you certainly want to make sure that you do everything you can to make sure that your child can be seen by motorists, by other people, to ensure their safety. Again, I got these tips from an article from Reader's Digest. Highly recommend that you go to their website and read all of the tips. There's 10 tips. I only shared 5 with you on today's podcast because I want you to go check out the source material. And again, you could go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And click in the lower right-hand side, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today and access to previous blog posts. Like I said, last week I talked about pumpkin carving. Great, great article from Good Housekeeping, so be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. Anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. That website works for all. You want to send us an email to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Send us your questions. Send us your insurance questions. Maybe you got an insurance claim that you're not sure if there's coverage, and you don't want to call your agent and tip them off, or you don't want to call your insurance carrier and tip them off. Send it to us. We'll be glad to take a look at it, do some research, give you our opinion as far as what we can find using the information that you give us. If you have a podcast topic for a future episode, let us know. Is there something that you want us to talk about in the future? Is there something insurance-related that you're seeing on the news or you read an article about and you want to get some more information on? I'd be glad to develop a podcast topic based on your question or comment. So again, marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I hope you have a very good week and a very safe Halloween holiday. Take care.